You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, every weekday around this time, we focus on the family, right? Trying to discuss matters pertaining family importance, be it with the different members of the family that we have. Now, today's focus, as we're going to be having Elder Nyabeta talking to us, we are looking at family relationships and how they can be tricky, especially during those teenage years. Now, while friends and independence become more important, family remains a crucial support system, almost like a bedrock and a sounding board where you know this is where I find truth and direction. How can boys bring strong relationships with their, build these strong relationships rather, with their parents and siblings without feeling like they're being controlled or misunderstood? Those strong family bonds don't just happen, right? They take effort, and I'm sure our guest will help us to understand more on this. Elder Nyabeta, good morning to you and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, Buti. Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Mdala. I'm sure you're surprised. Who is this basic voice? It doesn't sound like Bongi. It doesn't sound like Bongi, this one. You're speaking to Derek, standing in for Bongi, Mdala. Thank you so much for joining us and for allowing God to use you as you accept the invite to discuss such a sensitive topic, I think, especially as we address those young people in that very sensitive space where they're trying to find their feet. Mdala, when you talk about relationships, why is it important for boys to maintain the strong bond, even though they are looking for independence with friends and people out there, they must still maintain a strong bond, apparently, with the family, even as they grow older. Why is that such a strong, important thing?
The first point I would love to stress is this. I don't know why I accepted this invite.
Okay, Mdala.
I don't know why, because this is it's personal, my friend. It's personal, and why I'm saying it's personal, I'm a victim of it. Ish. Point number one. I'm a victim of it. Maybe there's a reason why I accepted it. I don't know.
No, I remember Martin Luther as he's losing his faith. His spiritual mentor says, we preach best what we need most. So perhaps his purpose in your healing, Mdala, as you discuss this very, very touchy topic.
Yes. Buti, it's very important for families, to try all best they can not to lose that bond, not to lose that relationship, because Lando he affect emotionally, he affect mentally, he affect even the course of the race of life. Who end up there are things ongakwazi uzenza. There are things that you don't know how to do because you lost that bond with your family. That's why I'm saying to you, it's personal, because I'm a victim of that as I speak now. And today we have boys who are eating drug to the point of no chasing. We have boys today who are in jails. We have boys today who don't even want to see his father. Something that I don't know what, how can I explain? Because we lost that bond from there, from Exalwen. That cord that separated the kid and the ma and the parent has been broken.
Yeah.
And Lord, it will cause in dog banga, but see the singer, your bonana, singer bonani, nagulizwe lizayo. Because sinala anger, there is that anger.
Yeah.
At the same time, ufumanisa banga, but umntana nomsindo. Akanamsindo because of she want to be ubanomsindo. Kukhula izinto. Adla ebona ezinye families zikhula kamnandi, but when you look at him, akayiboni lonto. I'm a victim of that. Bonding with our families, And the devil is fighting with our families to no decimal point, to a point of even we can't, we don't know how to calculate it and get an answer. This is why God stressed the dobangaba, love thy family, because utando lukala is family.
Yes.
If you lose that love from the family, where are you going to get it?
Nowhere.
Where are you going to get it? Nowhere. Because you lost it from siblings. You lost it from otatobabo, omagazi, omalume. No one loves you. No one even seems to care about you. So now, uye kwiveska Job, chapter 3, verse 1, that says, I curse the day I was born. Because there is nothing when I look at it that is better to me. But we need to fight. Because those things affect, remember I said, they affect emotionally, they affect physically, they affect socially. And now when you go socially, you first go to where to a stranger. And there is nothing that is so painful in Dobangaba, and next door quasi where is situation yako, but when I don't know your situation. My situation was known next door, but I don't know nothing about it. Up until now, I'm going to be 54 years now, 1st of March, living in that problem of I didn't have that family bond. I was adopted. Thank you to the family who adopted me. They give me that love that I didn't get from my... I don't know the reason why my mother lost me, throw me away. Why my father throw me away. But thanks God, at least I'm old now. I'm not an expert to talk about those things, because we talk about they are expect people to talk about those things.
True.
But what I want to stress, please, free families, try and not lose that bond with their family, with their children.
And maybe let's,
because it's gonna curse
the children.
Yes.
Certainly. I wanted to touch on two points, Mdala, and the first one being in as much as your biological family, your biological parents didn't want to create that bond, is it not even as important, if not even more, notwithstanding or limiting or diminishing the importance of that familial bond with your biological parents, but is it not just as equally important to then, how can I put it, value the family that then takes you in and almost improve and encourage and grow a bond in that space? That's the first point I want to maybe have you speak to and hear your feedback based on that, especially coming from a perspective that you're experienced in this space where you had to then grow with a family that was not your biological one, and yet they provided a home for you. Was it different?
Dad, my friend, that will never change. And we need to leave them as they are, because we'll never change them. As much as I experienced that, at the same time, I don't want to put it as a curse.
Okay.
I want to put it as a blessing. You know why I'm saying? Because maybe if I do knew my parents, I don't have maybe ngenali tuba logo banga ban namshanje and kwazu teta ngotik. I don't know whether you're different now.
I hear you.
London late didn't cause me to lose if value yogbanga ba in him, Mr. Elder Patrick.
Yep.
As much as I did things as I could cool and zenzilis into Jenga Banyabanduan, I do all bad things like Abanyabanduan. But London lay it never caused me. Into Bangaban the losing value, your Bangaba is being me.
Yeah.
As much as I didn't cry, I was never get that chance, your coolish one about Zalibam. Maybe it was a blessing.
Certainly you never
that
know.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it was a blessing that I didn't know. So the Afunguti Nagunda no Mamele at this point as we speak. Into Bangaba Unga Kuliswa Umzali Wako, don't take that as a curse.
Yes.
It's a blessing.
Yes.
Because there is something that God putting up that you need to reveal. And you need to go down with your knees and ask God, God, what you want me to do.
Help me, help me.
Because if it's a bambele like Landogbangaba Asnabazali, life will be. If we will stick to izolo late, we will stick to yesterday. I'm gonna hold yesterday. No, I'm not mama. No, I'm not dada. I'm not sister. Then what next?
You will never move. Yeah. Yeah.
You will never move, my friend. You will never move. Yabona le into I need to bangaba ube uba academic. Uzama uba academic by saying ba uzama amazwi amandotheta. When I ask yourself a question, what you God want me to do?
Yes.
Because now I'm here.
Yeah.
Now I'm here.
Yeah.
And I don't want my kids to experience what I experienced.
And I want to speak to hum on that point, Mdala, and speak more to that, to say, how then do we ensure, especially as parents, how can we encourage our young boys to grow that communication bond, right? To improve that. Are there some practical points that you can share to say, in as much as you've got the experience of the other side, this is how you're countering it and putting in the reverse with your own family and what you would want, like you say, encouraging the young people that might be tuned in as we speak this morning?
All I can say, Mdala, all I can say, Mhlobo, to parents at the same time, Nabandwana, is that keep that family like physical, physical connection. I don't know whether I'm putting it right now.
Okay.
Keep that family physical ilandika emotionality. Yokubangaba lomntana, because tomorrow, remember, abazali bethu abazoba khona. Bazawuthathwa kukufa.
Yeah.
Parents will be gone out of our sight.
Yeah.
So if you build now that family emotional bond, we build it to physical one. Umzali ayihamarisha apha engqondweni nomntana, so that umntana ayazi into yokuba ngaba, even if my parents are no more, umama wandifundisa into yokuba ngaba how I should stand, how I should stood facing ubomi. Kumthandazo, my mother who grew me up used to ukundifundisa wona. La mthandazo uthi yanga inkosi ingeva umthandazo wabantwana abancinci ngenxa kaYesu Kristu. You see that ngenxa kaYesu, because at the end of the day, Yesu will be the one who's gonna give us strength to move forward. Families, please try your best not to lose that bond with your kids, because sesine zikoli namhlanje is because families lost that thing. Bayibeka kude bayilahla namhlanje abantwana si problems.
Yeah. And I think that issue, like you're bringing across, Mdala, the issue of faith is very central.
Faith is very central.
I want to talk, you've addressed parents, you've addressed faith, Mdala. Siblings, how do we build that base with siblings, especially as the boys are getting into a space where they are getting other voices speak to them from the outside world? Hey, let's do this, try this, and go here. How can they maintain a bond with their siblings? Because sometimes when you read that verse from Proverbs, a brother is built for adversity. We sometimes interpret it to mean, no, we are supposed to fight with our brothers. It means he's supposed to have my back when we fight. How do we build strong bonds with our siblings as boys, so that we can always count on them when issues of the world are thrashing us and challenging us?
As much as stories like Jacob no Esau sikhangeleka ngathi they were enemies to each other.
Yes, sir.
They were not enemies. Because at the end, it ends with a good positive
man.
Not like a positive note,
yeah.
Positive manner. Remember banga babohluka kanjani? Londo yenzeka inside the family. But ekugqibeleni they came together. We are gone and they build life together. So ngaphandle, Mdala, you will get a lot of things. Ngaphandle, you will get a lot of what can I put it? Lots of information, because kujongwe situation yakho. And when they look at your situation, they try to change your mind, so that even acting you are against your siblings, you are against your family. So all I can say, what is important, must stick to the principles of the family.
Okay.
Stick to the values of your family. Stick to whatever your family. Ayikho family mdala eyazifunza umntana into wrong. No. There is no family that will teach a child a wrongdoing. Iphambene lo family. I'm sorry to use that word. Iphambene lo family leyo. Family nganye teaches a child a strong values, how to build, how to go strong in life. Bakoni elements pana pana pa trying to change your mind, trying to divert you from what teachings the family, but remain with principles the family, more especially if those principles better like Elizulga Tigo. Umfana wo kagambisa ngandoni umendo wakhe ngokuzigcina ngandoni ngelizwi likabani. Lika if the family don't teaches you that enokwenza noThixo, I don't know what can I say.
If your family can't teach, then there isn't much that can be said after that. Thank you so much for that.
And there is a great problem,
Dad. Yeah, that's a profound way to put it. I want us maybe to wrap up and finalize with this idea of space, family space. One author would say our homes must be like little heavens on earth, where children want to long to come to, because there's this good space, this good aura. Talk to us about how maybe we can actually have fun, meaningful ways to spend quality time as families that allow the boy child to have room to express themselves and be able to then say, when they have a challenge in the streets, they can come home and say, "Mommy, Daddy, Buti, Sisi, I have this issue that I faced. How can I deal with it?" It must be having an environment. How can we make a home an environment in Jalum Dala?
Ilula mdala wam, ifemeli must open my vumela abantwana bavule inhliziyo zabo. Let kids to open their hearts. In other words, vumela umntana avuthethe le nto isentliziyweni yakhe. Allow a child to speak what is in his heart, so that as we family, so that as family sizokwazi ubanceda. We never get those chances. Into esiyenzileyo as we grew up simane si pick up there and there and there. This is why I like ibandla lam nto bangaba kwenza lo ze family life. When you go there, you pick up something, you put in your mind. So all I can say mna mdala wam with a simple word is that ifamily let a child to open a space so that izokwazi uvula inhliziyo yayo ithethe le nto ifuna uyithetha while it's still live. Remember, life is too short. If you don't give a child that space, meaning that sivala izulu elincinci lomntana side sivale nezulu elikhulu kana phakade. So families must open a space, go together, go out together, travel out together, nonwabe together, ni build that bond ngegoku by doing so. Izinto that we never get it thina singabantu sithoni siko sibancinci kungona sizenza kubantwana bethu ngoku singungungungulala. Like now I'm doing it to my kids.
Yep.
So that banga experience what I have experienced. Mnabanga by sitting with my dad, the furikle depa and nedepa and take something so that it was to pick up, because tomorrow my father will be no more.
Certainly. Today is the day I use that chance. And I think
live today as if there is no tomorrow.
Amen. You know, as you mentioned that, I'm also realizing which is sometimes parents or families have a tendency of wanting to communicate when there's wrong. And by that time, usually causes actually anger to say, "Hey, if you've never been interested in my happiness and my everyday life, don't come talk to me about discipline. You don't care." So your impact is really lessened by that time.
You see, he learned against abandonment by velvet, umdana, emkengona pagat, utum puta puta, ausamfa, utum mzama, ausamfuman, was umkotengo kwakomza.
Ash, may God help.
Open the space, open, may God help.
Indeed.
May God help.
Indeed. Dala, thank you so much. I don't know if there are any final remarks you'd want to leave on this topic on how to strengthen these family bonds regarding our boy child.
Let's try by all means. I know it's not easy. Trying to lula with families as clearly together. How much more to the families as Nakanga clearly together? All I'm saying, let's try by all means. Simcele uThixo kangangoko, because ekugqibeleni zonke zirevolva. All things revolve in the name of God. Masimcele uThixo asinike amandla, asinike ingqondo, asidom of doing yonke le. Because if we lack that wisdom, then we lack everything. This is telling you one car. I'm going to leave everything. There's the only one thing, wisdom. God give us wisdom to take care of everything. Then I'm telling you, we'll reap good results.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mdala. May you please pray for us as we wrap it up.
enkosi thixo othandekayo enkosi mzali enkosi mongameli enkosi ngalo mzuzwana it looks like incinci le nto sigqiboyithetha but i-impact ezawuyenza kubantu abaphulaphulaphuleyo will lead them ekugqibeleni into yobangaba siyowudibana kunaphakade sithwale for today give us strength give us power till we meet again ngelikayosi igama amen
amen and amen thank you Mdala god bless you
enjoy your day my friend enjoy your day thank you so much shop shop
There you have it, my friends. That's how we wrap up that conversation. Simple and straightforward. It's important to do some practical things, but they must find their mooring, their basis, their foundation in our relationship with God. Colossians chapter 1 says, in him, all things hold together.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.